It's the holiday season in downtown Cincinnati right after Thanksgiving, and the Fountain Square will be getting a taste of its German heritage for that weekend. It's the first ever Cincy Deutsch Chris Kindle Market, an authentic German Christmas market on Fountain Square. And we have a couple of people here to tell us about it from Cincy Deutsch. Olaf Scheil of Cincy Deutsch is here, and also Linda McAllister, who will tell us and help us out with some translations and explanations as well. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks
for
having us.
So let's start off with the first one, Cincy Deutsch. Now, I'm going to guess that's not a real German word.
It is not.
Okay.
It is a made-up word. But funny enough, it's kind of a joke in a way, because if you say Cincy Deutsch to a German person, it sounds like you're saying Cincy Deutsch, which means, are you German? So it's kind of a play on words, in fact.
And then there's the other word, Christkindlmarkt.
Christkindlmarkt.
Okay. And what's that?
Christkindlmarkt is another word for a Christmas market, which is very common throughout Germany. It's a nice tradition in Germany. Every little city, every town has its own Christmas market. Normally, Advent leading up all the way through Christmas. It's normally being held on the town square. And this is something that we're trying to implement here in Cincinnati as well.
In Germany, I mean, the town squares in all towns around Europe, really, that's like the center of everything. And you're going to be doing something on Fountain Square right after Thanksgiving.
Yes, the weekend after Thanksgiving on November 23rd, 24th, and 25th, we'll be presenting the first ever authentic German Christmas market on Fountain Square. And we're really excited about it. We have 10 booths that we're building, traditional German booths, and we'll be having vendors that are selling traditional German food, wares, local artisans, and so it should be a really great time down on the square.
What was it about this tradition in Germany that you said, oh, we can do this in Cincinnati? What made you decide to do that?
Well, I've been living in Cincinnati for 14 years now, and Cincinnati has such a strong German heritage, and they focus so much on their German heritage, and they celebrate the Oktoberfest. And the Christmas market, again, it's something that's not limited to one region like the Oktoberfest. It's really something that you can find throughout Germany. And I grew up in Germany, and I've lived here for 14 years. I really start missing the Christmas atmosphere, and Christmas is my favorite holiday of the year. And I just thought about it would be nice to bring this tradition over to Cincinnati and have it like the cities do in Germany, have a nice Christmas market where people can meet, and after work or on the weekend, they can shop for Christmas gifts, enjoy German food. It's just a nice tradition that I really missed here in Cincinnati.
What kind of merchants will be down there? Or what kind of things are we going to be able to buy and have wrapped up ready for Christmas?
Well, we have some really great vendors taking part. Mecklenburg Gardens will be the main food vendor, and we became associated with them because our group, Cincy Deutsch, meets there every week for what we call a Stammtisch. We get together and speak German together, and it's our little community at Mecklenburg Gardens. So, of course, we wanted them to be a part of the event, too. So they'll be serving traditional German food, some Nuremberger Würste with sauerkraut, and, of course, Bratwurst and Metwurst and all of that.
Okay, see, this is the important stuff now. Okay?
Yes.
The food.
Okay. The food is very important, yeah. And speaking of more food, we have Servatis taking part. They'll, of course, have pretzels and cream puffs. And some traditional German Christmas cookies and Stollen, which is a
very traditional German Christmas
cake. Kind of a fruitcake.
Okay. And of course, to wash it all down with, there's got to be beer, right?
Yeah. Yes. We're going to have a beer booth, which will be manned by the Munich Cincinnati Sister Cities Association. And we're planning on having Christian Moorlein beer served there. They are actually one of our sponsors. And they also have a great Christkindlmarkt beer that we'll have there. And the Cincy Deutsch booth will have Glühwein, which I think for a Christmas market, it's even more important than beer. Glühwein is a traditional mulled wine.
Okay.
So we'll be making that ourselves in the Cincy Deutsch booth. It's great because when you're in cold Christmas markets in Germany, you need something to warm you up.
Okay. And we also mentioned, too, you had told us a few of the merchants that will be there, but also involved in this is St. Ursula's Academy, their design program, doing some work with you.
Right. We paired with St. Ursula Academy because one of our members, Lisa Baumbach, is an alumna of the program. She worked with Allison Probst, the design instructor there, on putting together a project for about 8, I think, juniors and seniors at St. Ursula Academy. And what they did was they paired a German word that is not easily translatable into English. The one that Americans might recognize is Pfaffvergnügen from the car commercials. So she picked a word like that and then paired it with a designer. She used Bauhaus designers, so Kandinsky and Breuer. And then they came up with this really beautiful collector mugs that we're going to have for sale at the market. They're going to be mugs and tote bags, but they're gorgeous designs. They're going to be collectible items.
So this would be a great time. This is the weekend after Thanksgiving, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I should ask, too, on Friday, Black Friday, is this going to start at 5 in the morning or something?
Oh, no.
Okay.
The hours of the market are on Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. There'll be lots happening at Fountain Square on Friday. Macy's Light Up the Square is happening in the evening, so it'll be a happening place. On Saturday, the Downtown Dazzle is happening. And then we're also planning on having an opening ceremonies of sorts on Saturday. The time is to be determined, but we're trying to get all the German societies involved in that.
Well, this should be a lot of fun. And hopefully, I mean, I'm sure you're looking forward to doing this year after year.
We are. We're really hoping that it'll take off and that we can continue to use local vendors. I should mention we also have Rookwood Pottery. I know they have an open house the weekend before. They're going to be down there. We also have Germania Society having a booth. And, you know, it's something that we hope can move on into the future.
So that'll be happening on Fountain Square, November 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's the Cincy Deutsch Chris Kindle Market. It'll be right after Thanksgiving, Fountain Square, the entire weekend. Should be a great time. We've been talking with Olaf Scheil and Linda McAllister from Cincy Deutsch. Thank you both very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.